Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the big scary news. We have this news from the Legendary Haunt Tour. Sign up today for the 2013 Legendary Haunt Tour. Not only does this tour offer legendary haunted houses, it offers an industry roundtable discussion conducted by leading haunted house owners discussing their own 2013 season, followed by a Q&A. You'll hear from industry experts on their season wrap-up, such as John LaFlamboy, Mike Tattoo Krausert, Ben Armstrong, Alan Hopps, Rich Bianco, Chris Stafford, just to name a few. In addition to the roundtable discussion, the 13th Floor Haunted House and the House of Torment owners will be on hand to answer any questions you may have about their attractions. Take advantage of this action-packed weekend, haunted house tours, roundtable discussions, dinner, after parties, two great cities, San Antonio and Austin, Texas. Sign up today at legendaryhaunttour.com. We have a pair of items from the haunt rocker Jerry Vane. My new CD, Virus 308, is still available for digital download, and 50% of the sales will still be going to the Brian Wolf Fight for Life Fund. Please purchase this in his memory. Make sure to read the download instructions before purchasing, though, at jerryvane.com. Also, check out over 2 hours of cool Halloween music to pass that time at your cubicle while working out, or whenever you need a haunt music fix, courtesy of The Big Scary Show and the Haunt Rockers Halloween Jukebox for 2013. Get it for yourself at BigScaryShow.com. We have some news on a possible sequel to the movie Army of Darkness. Bruce Campbell has confirmed the existence of an upcoming sequel to the schlock horror film Army of Darkness. Campbell, the star of the Evil Dead trilogy that includes Army of Darkness, also confirmed that he would be reprising the role of chainsaw-handed protagonist Ash at Wizard World Nashville Comic Con. According to an article from TheVerge.com, Campbell's confirmation came in response to fan questions and follows remarks made earlier this year by Sam Raimi. Raimi, the director of the original Army of Darkness, threatened Campbell every 6 months with a sequel and said he'd kick his butt into shape to play Ash. As for the delay between films, BloodyDisgusting.com reports Campbell as saying Raimi had been a little bit busy making the biggest movies in Hollywood, but that both had found space in their schedule to create a follow-up to the cult success. Sam Raimi started writing Army of Darkness 2 earlier this year. Campbell last played Ash in a cameo role in Fede Alvarez's Evil Dead remake, appearing as an older version of the character. Given the 2 decades since the original film's release, Army of Darkness 2's Ash will also be visibly older. Campbell joked that his updated version of the character would have to, quote, stop occasionally from chasing some deadite to catch his breath, unquote. There's no official word yet on the release date, but BloodyDisgusting.com reports that Raimi was already writing the movie in September. The Big Scary Show will continue to follow this story and bring updates as they become available. We have this news from Robert Kurtzman's Mad FX Lab in Crestline, Ohio. Don't miss our VIP celebrity event on Tuesday, October 29th from 7 to 11 p.m. Come meet the man of your nightmares, Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger from the Nightmare on Elm Street films, and other special celebrity guests, including cast members Becky Ingram and House from the hit TV show Face Off. Director Gary Jones and Chris Hahn, star of sci-fi's Axe Giant, composer Ed Douglas of Midnight Syndicate, comic book artist Mark Kidwell, and director FX legend Robert Kurtzman, all in support of the Kurtzman Institute of Art Special Makeup FX program. Tour the school, the special FX studio, and the all-new haunted attraction Mad FX Lab. Autographs, photo ops, music, and more. For more information, visit www.madfxlab.com. We have an update to the Charlotte Zombie Walk. If you're over age 21 and attend the Charlotte Zombie Walk on Friday, October 25th, you have the opportunity to attend the Kersey Valley Dark Circus Ultimate Halloween Party at Spooky Woods Haunted Attraction in High Point, North Carolina, free of charge on Friday night after the walk. Please pass this along to all your friends and fiends. Again, you must be over 21 to attend the Dark Circus. For more information, go to facebook.com/charlotte.zombiewalk. We have this news from Walker Stalker Con in Atlanta. Walker Stalker Con, a zombie, horror, and sci-fi themed fan-centric convention, will be held at America's Mart connected to the Westin Peachtree Plaza Hotel November 1st through the 3rd. Fan access to celebrity guests will be the primary focus of the inaugural event. With more cast members from The Walking Dead assembled than at any other convention, Walker Stalker Con positions itself to be particularly unique. Watch out for zombies invading Atlanta Halloween weekend. Actors attending are from The Walking Dead, including Norman Reedus, Sarah Wayne Callis, Lauren Holden, Chandler Riggs, Lauren Cohan, Melissa McBride, Iron E. Singleton, David M. Ward, Lou Temple, and many, many more, including Danielle Harris, Adam Green, Kane Hodder, Judith O'Day, Mike Christopher, and many more. For more information, visit walkerstalkercon.com. We have this news from the Chambers of Horror in Middletown, Ohio. Everyone, we need your help. This might be the final year for the Chambers of Horror in Middletown, Ohio, because our numbers are way down. This haunt has been around forever and has become one of the best haunts in Ohio. It's dark, scary, and one hell of a good time. We need haunters to show their support this weekend and make a trip out to the Chambers of Horror. You won't be disappointed. For more information on the Chambers of Horror, please visit www.thechambers.org. We have this news from the band Psychocharger. Hey, creeps, download Grave Robbers from Outer Space and help fund the Ed Wood statue. It's true, people. There's a campaign to have a life-size bronze statue erected in honor of one of Poughkeepsie, New York's most famous native sons, low-budget sci-fi director Edward D. Wood Jr. himself. Being longtime fans of the films of Ed Wood, Psychocharger is doing their part to help the cause by donating 100% of the profits raised from the downloading of their song, Grave Robbers from Outer Space, for the entire month of October. Jimmy from Psychocharger says, quote, Ed Wood has always been an influence on Psychocharger since day one, not just in film, but also his work ethic to make things happen, to see projects through with little or no resource. Be true to yourself, be creative, and have a great time doing it. Make the projects that you want to make, not because it's trendy. Grave Robbers from Outer Space is our ode to Ed Wood, unquote. Download the songs on iTunes and help the cause. Even if you already have it, download it again and again. Spread the word. Let's make it happen. Thanks for your support. For more information and to download Grave Robbers from Outer Space, look for Psychocharger on iTunes or go to www.psychocharger.com/Ed Wood. We have this news from the Haunts for Hunger event in Mantua, New Jersey. A township man who has hosted a haunted house every Halloween since he was a teenager is turning this year's Haunts for Hunger event into a canned food drive. According to an article from NewJersey.com, Dan Marikowski was 13 years old when he first held a haunted house at his family's home in the year 2000. This year, he is asking guests for food donations for Incarnation Church on Main Street in Mantua, New Jersey. We've seen more people come through over the years, says Marikowski. Instead of asking for money to fund the project, I thought we'd raise some food for people in the community. The haunted house's signature attraction is the Magic Mirror, a talking mirror that Marikowski built himself. The mirror holds a conversation with each guest before delivering a treat. This year's Halloween display will be even bigger and better with some amazing new effects I'm building, he said. This is a great way for the community to give back, Marikowski said. The one-night event brings out hundreds of visitors every year. The haunted house will be open starting at 6:30 p.m. on Halloween night at 39 Crimson Court in the Sewell section of Mantua. Admission is free. Guests are asked to bring non-perishable food for donations to the church. We have this news from Jack O'Conn in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Jack O'Conn is a comic, anime, horror, film, and steampunk convention to be held for the first time ever at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from Halloween, October 31st through November 3rd, 2013. The first big event of its kind in the area, it promises to be a festive weekend of fantastic fun. Come out and meet the celebrity guests, artists, browse the vendors, check out the shows, and have a blast. Celebrity guests include Lisa Loring from the original Addams Family, Richard Hatch, Cleve Hall, Sean Whalen, Serena Vincent, Rick Mora, and many, many more. In addition, they're offering amazing deals of nearly 50% off by purchasing early from their Jack O'Conn store on everything from tickets, autographs, and dinner with your favorite guests, artist alley passes, vendor tables, booth space, and more. Get in ahead of the crowd and get a great deal, but do it while you can because these prices won't last forever. So don't miss your chance at the best deal ever. For more information, tickets, and more, visit jackoconn.com. We have news from the Haunted Hilltop in Tennessee. Chattanooga's only haunted house, haunted maze, and haunted hayride through the woods with concessions, bonfires, graveyards, souvenirs, music, and much more, the Haunted Hilltop needs your help. If you have a Facebook page, they're looking for 3,000 likes before Halloween. And if they receive 3,000 likes before Halloween, according to their page, the lucky 3,000th person will win a nice prize pack from the Haunted Hilltop, as well as they'll be giving away many, many pairs of tickets. If you want your chance to win free tickets, search for the Haunted Hilltop on Facebook and like them. We have this update from Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare. Various rock bands and actors joined Rob Zombie, his wife, actress Sherry Moon Zombie, and bandmates John Five, Gingerfish, and Piggy D for the opening week of Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare at the Fearplex in Pomona, California. Among others in attendance were Tommy Lee of Motley Crue, Kerry King of Slayer, Lou Temple of The Walking Dead, and Rusty Coons, Michael Ornstein, and Nico Nicotera of Sons of Anarchy. So far, the attraction has been receiving rave reviews. Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare takes place every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through November 2nd, culminating with a November 2nd headlining performance by Rob Zombie himself. This bone-chilling experience combines the most advanced haunted house attractions with a not-to-be-missed music festival from top artists in the realm of hard rock and metal, rock alternative, EDM, and Latin music. Please visit www.greatamericannightmare.com for everything you need to know about Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare. We have news from Miss Cakehead's Eat Your Heart Out Grizzly Cake Shop in London, UK. Eat Your Heart Out, the London-based globally infamous Halloween pop-up cake shop, is back for its third year and will be open from October 25th through the 28th at the Rag Factory in Brick Lane. The edible art show and cake shop is entitled Feed the Beast and is supported by The Kraken Rum. All the cakes have a beastly theme, with the top sellers predicted to be a Wounds cupcake set by Cake Revolution and interactive maggot extraction cupcakes by Twisted Fondant, which allow for mango-flavored maggots and pus to be removed prior to eating. Anyone with a love of extreme cakes will not be disappointed with the large Mouth of Kraken's creation by Heartache Cakes, for it comes with almost 100 individual handmade chocolate teeth and a terrifying sense of foreboding destined to set even the most gore-hardened cake lovers on edge. For more information, go to londonpopups.com. We have a partial list of haunted attractions that are open select dates from Halloween through November 3rd. Please call ahead to make sure, as these are subject to change. They include the 13th Floor in Denver, Colorado, the 13th Street Morgan Dungeon of Doom in Red Oak, Texas, Bennett's Curse in Baltimore, Maryland, The Blackout Haunted House in New York City, Bloodbath on Biddle in Wyandotte, Michigan, Cedar Rock Haunted Trail in Bean Blossom, Indiana, Coffinwood Manor in Washougal, Washington, Dark Hour Haunted House in Dallas, Texas, Darkside Acres in Jonesville, Michigan, Forsaken Haunted House in Mentor, Ohio, Fright Kingdom in Nashua, New Hampshire, Hatch and Craven Slaughterhouse in Sherman, Texas, Haunt Nights at Adventure Landing in Jacksonville, Florida, Haunted Haven in Rock Falls, Illinois, Haunted Nightmare in Mount Lake Terrace, Washington, Hauntville Haunted House in Elyria, Ohio, Hudson Haunted House in Hudson, Ohio, 100 Acres Manor in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Kim's Crypt in Baltimore, Maryland, Kingsbury Cemetery in Corning, New York, The Maze of Terror in Titus, Alabama, Netherworld in Atlanta, Georgia, Nightmare New England in Litchfield, New Hampshire, Nightmare on Scale Street in Reidsville, North Carolina, Niles Haunted House Scream Park in Niles, Michigan, Pandemic Haunted Attraction in Jacksonville, Florida, Panic Attack in Wilmington, North Carolina, Rise Haunted House and Zombie Paintball in Hammond, Louisiana, Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare in Pomona, California, Robert Kurtzman's Mad FX Lab in Crestline, Ohio, The Taman Graveyard in Midlothian, Texas, Terror Within the Walls in Jamestown, New York, The Darkness in St. Louis, Missouri, The Fun House in Bluff City, Tennessee, The Haunt House in Cato Mills, Texas, The Haunted Theater on Hill Street in Griffin, Georgia, The Hill Has Eyes in Franklin, Wisconsin, The Haunting Experience on Highway 61 in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, The Only Scream in Town in North Haven, Connecticut, The Scaratorium in Columbus, Ohio, The Scare House in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, The Trail of Doom Haunted Attraction in Corryton, Tennessee, Scare Hollow in Wood Village, Oregon, The Soap Factory's Haunted Basement in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Wells Township Haunted House in Brilliant, Ohio, The Wisconsin Fairgrounds in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Wampus Woods in Cowpens, South Carolina, and the Woods of Terror on Church Street in Greensboro, North Carolina. Again, this is only a partial list of haunted attractions that are open between now and November 3rd. Please check with your local haunts for details. And finally, a statement from Nick Wolf regarding his brother Brian's death via Facebook. Hey y'all, saw a few friends last night and realized I had to write another update as I must share my peace with you all. Brian is indeed resting in peace. His philosophy in life also included death, and he was prepared to learn the secrets of the universe. He was not afraid to go, so when he left, it was quiet and calm. He was not worried about Trinity because she shares a lot of the same beliefs and is surrounded by a huge loving family, including a carbon copy uncle. She knows how to laugh and make herself feel better when she wants. He was not worried about Dara because of the incredible strength and courage she has shown throughout this whole event. She cared for him like a five-star hospital and was grateful to be there. He was not worried about me because I have all of you. I was not afraid because Brian was not, and I hope you all will not be afraid because I'm not. This morning, Dara and I went to the funeral home and picked out an urn for Brian. It is made out of salt, so if we decide to drop him into the ocean, it will not have any negative effects on the environment. Besides, I'm sure the sea could use a little more salt to offset the melting polar ice caps. We also looked at a place to have Brian's life celebration ceremony, and I think we found the perfect place. We're planning to have it the week after Halloween. Halloween Day would be cool, but I'm pretty sure most of Brian's friends will be working. As soon as we secure the day and location, we will invite everyone. It is attached to a hotel, so there will be a pool, rooms, and everything else we would need. Can't thank you all enough for all the pictures and stories you've been posting. It certainly is nice for the family to sit around and read when we feel like reminiscing. Keep them coming, as we'll be putting together slideshows and such for the service. I have tons of unanswered mail now, and although I'm sure most of you are not waiting for a reply soon, I have seen your names and appreciate your kindness. I know it seems like a shock to a lot of you, as Brian never complained on Facebook. He rarely ever complained at home. I think that is one of the reasons so many people loved him, is because he always had something nice to say. I will aim to live like that because I want to go as peacefully as he did, with my family by my side and all my ducks in a row. Well played, my brother. Well played. The Big Scary Show continues to send its condolences, and we will keep you up to date on the further developments. Tonight's interview is with Gavin Goska of Midnight Syndicate and was recorded on October 21st, 2013.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our interview of the evening, and we're actually doing something a little different. Rather than bringing you the celebrity flavor of the week, as we like to do, we're bringing you a little bit more topical and actually in the studio, live on the phone with someone at this point. You may recall a couple of weeks ago, the Big Scary News may have broken a story saying that there were some rumblings going on with Midnight Syndicate, and less than 24 hours after we mentioned that, sure enough, they come out with this big announcement about a possible Midnight Syndicate live show. Well, we went straight to the source, and we've got Gavin Goska of Midnight Syndicate on the line. How you doing, Gavin?
Great to be here.
Where are you tonight?
Just at my home studio here in good old Ohio.
Excellent. I understand your partner, Ed Douglas, is doing a little bit of jet-setting across over in Europe right now, so we couldn't get him on the phone, but that's okay.
Yeah, he's got the good job for this month here. He's gallivanting over in Europe.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about this Midnight Syndicate Live Kickstarter program. Give us the five W's on that.
Yeah, Midnight Syndicate Live is, we just launched this a couple of weeks ago. It's something that, you know, like our fans have been asking for forever and a day. We've actually kicked around the idea of doing a live show before, but our production schedule has always prohibited it. It's always been, you know, make a CD, get it out there, promote it and stuff, and by the time that cycle is done, it's kind of time to make another CD again. So We never were really able to kind of entertain this as a realistic possibility until just recently. And started talking with some of our, industry friends and haunting friends and stuff, and figured, well, let's give it a shot. You know, let's see if we can get this, get this off the ground and stuff. So we're billing it as the ultimate Halloween concert. It's definitely going to be a multimedia kind of extravaganza. It's not just us playing. It would involve like theater and film and a lot of different elements. You know, we want it to be a feast for your eyes and ears. You know, it's not just something to listen to or something to watch. It's kind of an all-inclusive thing.
So it won't be just you and Ed with a bank of keyboards standing on a stage.
Actually, I've seen shows like that, and sometimes it works. It depends on the band. But yeah, we definitely did not want to do that. We wanted to make it something that was very immersive, you know, something that we know our fans would really love, you know. So yeah, it's definitely going to be more than that.
Excellent.
But yeah, we thought Kickstarter was a great way to go about this too, to get the fans involved, you know, right from the beginning, right from the ground level. So we're using that as a platform to kind of fund it and everything. We've got some really, really cool reward packages, you know, when you pledge. A lot of different levels. You don't have to pledge at, like, super high levels. I mean, we've got them at $15, $25 gets you a DVD of the concert, you know, the first concert that's going to be recorded. And then they go up from there. You get some rare items as you go up, you know, like a remix CD and all kinds of goodies and stuff. So it's something that no matter where you want to kind of, you know, pledge at, you can get some really neat merchandise too, as well as being a part of the whole thing.
Very, very cool. Now, I've seen on your Kickstarter page that you have some special guests that may be a part of this regarding maybe like Robert Kurtzman and some other special folks.
Well, Bob and like Gary Jones, Ed's producer for the Dead Matter and stuff, they're kind of involved on the behind the scenes, like in the back end of things, helping to put the show, like the production itself together. But we've been talking about, maybe bringing some special guests on stage too, as far as for the show. Destiny here has been, a name that we've been tossing around and stuff. There may be more than that too. A lot of, the planning side of that, as far as like the set list and who's going to be involved on the stage and everything, that stuff that we're still kind of working out and we'll be working out over the next year. Right now it's just a matter of seeing if we can get this off the ground and, make it actually happen.
Is this going to be kind of a best of Midnight Syndicate as far as music-wise, or will this be new material?
Yeah, it's definitely, being fans like of bands and stuff ourselves, you want to hear something from your favorite album, and you know, we know that. So I think all their albums are going to be represented in the set list. You know, but as far as like new material, then I'm, you know, we haven't really talked about doing anything like debuting anything. That may come down the line, maybe. Part of the idea with this too is once we fund the first concert, which would be next year, if it happens, we have a kind of a plan in place to allow it to self-perpetuate and do other shows, you know, as they come up and as we would want and everything like that. So it's not just a one-off type deal. You know, the idea is to make it, to take it beyond that.
Oh, excellent. So this is, you know, this wouldn't be like a 5 cities in 10 days type tour. Would this be like a show here, then a show here, then a show here?
Yeah, that's probably the way it'll play out. You know, we've already, you know, been thinking about some of the, like, the bigger conventions and stuff. Those are certainly venues that we've thought about maybe approaching, or, you know, that we would want to play at. But yeah, I think it's probably going to be more of a spotty type thing. It's not like a formal tour where, okay, this week we're in Cleveland, next week we're in Pittsburgh or whatever. It'll be kind of as we get the shows and the venues and stuff, that's when we'll kind of play, you know.
Excellent. You mentioned DVD, so I'm assuming this will be recorded and a possible live album coming out of this?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the reward items, basically, is the DVD of the first show, which will be here in Cleveland. That should be really cool, you know. As far as a live album, that's something we haven't talked about quite yet, but it certainly makes sense to do that, so we may add that into the roster as well, like just a CD version of the show, you know. But, yeah, it'll definitely be recorded. So, good stuff.
Absolutely. So, for people interested in learning a little bit more about this, maybe participating, being one of the backers, I know you've got a high bar set for a goal, but just going by your page, it looks like with, you know, a couple of weeks to go, you're well on your way of meeting that goal. How can people get that information? Are there links that off your website or off the various social networks? How can people possibly come and help fund you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to MidnightSyndicate.com, and there's banners and links all over the place there. Also, our Facebook pages, you know, we post frequent updates, you know, just kind of little blurbs on there. But, yeah, if you want to search Kickstarter, too, just go to Kickstarter.com and type in Midnight Syndicate in the search box, and you'll find us there, too. But as far as the target number, I probably should mention, the reason that is where it is, it's just a lot of equipment costs and everything, you know, just to get the whole production filmed and everything started up and stuff. That's, you know, why the number is as high as it is. But, you know, yeah, we've been having some great response so far, great support. I think we're, right now, I think we're over 30%, I believe, or around there. So it's looking good.
Excellent. Well, I wish you absolutely nothing but success on that. Do want to ask you one other question. The last CD, Monsters of Legend, came out just this year, and what's been the response for that?
Phenomenal, actually. It's probably been one of our most well-received discs ever. The reviews were great. You know, fan response has been great. We kind of took a little bit of a different approach with this one, and tried to kind of harken back to the classic days of Universal and Hammer Horror scores. To some degree, it's still very much a Midnight Syndicate CD, but we pulled a lot of influence from that sound. So it's nice to see people responding positively to that, and certainly getting a lot of, you know, the images that we were trying to kind of convey through the music of these classic monsters and everything, that's coming through as well. So it's been going really well.
Well, I congratulate you on the success of Monsters of Legend. It's a great CD. I've listened to it many, many times, and as well as most of your CDs. And for anybody interested in picking up a copy of that, plus any of your other music, MidnightSyndicate.com, I assume everything can be purchased off of that, correct?
Correct, yeah. And, of course, your favorite download services would have it, like iTunes and Amazon MP3 and such, too, but yep.
Excellent. Well, Gavin Goska of Midnight Syndicate, it has been a distinct pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News. I wish you nothing but success with the Kickstarter campaign. Once again, MidnightSyndicate.com to go and be a backer for this once-in-a-lifetime Midnight Syndicate live theatrical event, as they're calling it. Once again, best of luck here. My name is Drew Badger, and you're listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Round Table of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off with a Big Scary News.